In this country, a federal grand jury has received testimony reportedly revealing evidence that half a dozen professional baseball players took performance-enhancing drugs. Yesterday, we heard about one of those players, the Yankees star Jason Giambi. Today, a San Francisco newspaper is reporting on other players, including Barry Bonds. The San Francisco Giants outfielder has been voted baseball's most valuable player 7 times, more than anybody in history. He testified before the grand jury investigating a nutritional supplements company called Balco, and his personal trainer, Greg Anderson, has been indicted by the grand jury. Transcripts of the secret proceedings were obtained by the San Francisco Chronicle. The reporters who've seen those transcripts include Lance Williams.
In front of the grand jury, Barry Bonds acknowledged using 2 substances that matched the description of the undetectable steroids that Balco was distributing. The cream, which was a testosterone-based rubbing compound, and the clear, which was a designer steroid that also wouldn't show up on an ordinary steroid test. Bonds said he was taking things that sounded just like that, but he claimed they were not steroids. He said his trainer, Greg Anderson, told him that one was a arthritis balm and the other was flaxseed oil.
So was his position, this guy might well have given me performance-enhancing drugs, but I didn't know it?
He insisted that Anderson would not have given him performance-enhancing drugs because he said Anderson wouldn't jeopardize our friendship that way. He said that the doping calendars with his name on them that were taken out of Anderson's condo were things he had never seen before. He said he had never even seen Anderson's handwriting on any document. It was a consistent, flat-out denial. All the witnesses in front of the Balco grand jury were offered immunity from prosecution if they told the truth. And faced with that, most of the ballplayers admitted using Balco's performance-enhancing drugs. Bonds, on the other hand, did not.
When does the evidence suggest that Bonds would have been taking these drugs?
The earliest entry that was referenced was 2001 and goes through 2003. The testimony was in December 2003.
So the evidence suggests that Bonds would have been taking these drugs in the last few years. Bonds denies having done such a thing. Were there other witnesses who contradicted that denial?
The other witnesses acknowledged using drugs that were supplied by Greg Anderson. Jason and Jeremy Giambi and 3 former Giants, Armando Rios, Benito Santiago, and Bobby Estalea, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing his surname, all basically acknowledged getting growth hormone and injecting it. They said that was provided by Anderson and also said they were provided with the cream and the clear. Sheffield, the Yankee star, met Anderson when he came out to the San Francisco area to work out with Bonds after the 2001 season. Sheffield, like Bonds, said he was never told he was using steroids, but Sheffield also said he took these items because Bonds told him he ought to.
Just to be clear about which team where, this is before Gary Sheffield was with the Yankees.
That's right. Sheffield at the time was a free agent who had finished the season with the Atlanta Braves.
Now, how does this activity fit in with baseball's rules regarding performance-enhancing drugs?
The testing in baseball started in 2003. It would have been a violation of baseball's admittedly really weak steroid policy to use this kind of stuff during that year. Before that, there were no rules against it at all.
So even though baseball does not have as strong a prohibition against performance-enhancing drugs as some other sports, it would appear that this behavior violated the rules.
You bet.
Has Barry Bonds or any of these other players responded to what you're now reporting?
Bonds has consistently denied using steroids. I think he would go to his grave denying that he has used steroids.
Now, Mr. Williams, with this article and the one yesterday, you're doing something that federal prosecutors have rather studiously avoided doing in the many public court proceedings in this investigation. They have not named star athletes and said specifically what any star athlete might or might not have done. You've put out exactly that information. Why did you think it was important to do that?
Sports doping is a problem. And 4 people are on trial in San Francisco for distributing drugs. A key element to the case is who they were distributing the drugs to. the reason for public interest in the case and the reason the government itself has called attention to the case is because they think it can help address the problem of sports doping. If you don't name athletes, if you don't really know what was going on, you really can't wrap your arms around the doping problem. Baseball would prefer that no one know this and pretend that they have a policy in place. If you put names to it, if you put specifics to it, people are more informed. They can see what's actually happening.
We've been talking to Lance Williams. He is one of the reporters for the San Francisco Chronicle who revealed evidence from a federal grand jury about the use of performance-enhancing drugs in baseball. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much.
By the way, the Chronicle reporters say they were provided the grand jury transcripts by someone who asked to remain anonymous. Yesterday, federal prosecutors said they have requested an investigation to determine the source of that leak.